Peace Out is a Bedtime FM podcast and is written and narrated by Chanel Zhang, that's me, and produced by Rob Griffiths with Jess Judd. If you like what we do, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us. It means so much to hear what you think, and the reviews guide other listeners to us too. Thank you. Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel. Last time, we had a nice, relaxing time talking about sleep with Kala and Chuff. They were hanging out with Hungzana's Red Panda group, but now it's time to leave. They've had a really great rest after their long journey so far and feel recharged and ready to go. The only problem? Hungzana's red pandas need help. One of the baby red pandas wandered far from his mom and somehow is across on a cliff and is stuck. So of course, Kala and Chuff want to do what they can to help. Have you ever needed help from someone? Okay, that might be a silly question because, of course, the answer is yes. Everyone needs help sometimes, and everyone can help someone else too. Helping is part of our nature because humans need other humans to survive. So it's natural for us to need help and to give help. No one's an island, as they say. Maybe that's an image or thought you can focus on while we do our calm down countdown. We do this each time to get our minds and bodies focused and ready for some relaxation. Start by closing your eyes. Start at the top of your head and do a scan of each body part going down to your toes. Every time you get to a different part of your body, try to notice how it feels. If it feels tight, give it a little shake to loosen it up. If it feels different than usual, try to think of why that might be. If it feels nice and relaxed, perfect. Make any adjustments you need to get comfortable. Let's shift our focus now to our breathing. Breathe in one long breath, one, two, three, and breathe out, three, two, one. Breathe in again, one, two, three, and out, three, two, one. One more time, in, one, two, three, and breathe out, three, two, one. Keep breathing and focusing on it. How the air feels going in through your nose. How your belly rises as you breathe in. And then how it goes down as you breathe out. How does the air feel blowing out of your nose this time? Keep breathing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chuff is a snow leopard, and snow leopards are built to climb mountains. Did you know that they can also leap very far? They can leap 6 times the length of their bodies. If you're lying down right now, imagine another whole you lying down below you, and now another you. And now a fourth you, one more you, and now a sixth you. All 6 of you lying on the floor, head to feet touching. That's how far you would be able to leap if you were a snow leopard. Let's stand up right now. If you can, close your eyes again. But if you need to keep them open to help you balance with this, that's fine. Put your hands on your hips and feet together. Now take a deep breath and step one foot forward as far as you can while keeping your balance. Lean into that leg so that it bends, but make sure your knee doesn't go past your foot. Now step your feet back together. We'll do the same thing with the other foot. Deep breath in and step forward with your other foot. Lean forward so that your front knee bends, but not past your foot. Okay, step back again. Move your feet so they are hip width apart. Reach up high to the sky, and now bend at the waist and touch your toes. Breathe in and raise yourself up again, arms up high. And now breathe out as you touch your toes. Breathe in again and reach up. Breathe out and reach for your toes. Close your eyes and try doing this a few more times, but slow down your breath and your movement. We don't want you to get too dizzy. Chef was able to leap across the cliff, high through the air, and got the baby red panda to climb onto her back. Another big leap, and both were safely across and back with the other red pandas. Phew! Let's slow down to a stop now. And when you're ready, sit or lie down. Close your eyes again. Focus on your breathing. Maybe you're breathing a little faster from the exercise you just did. And if you are, focus on that. And see if it's starting to slow down back to normal now. The baby's mom gave Chuff a big hug to say thank you. Chuff didn't have to help, but she did. She wanted to help her new friends who have been so kind to her and Calla. And she really wanted to make sure the baby was safe. And guess what? When Chuff got back to Calla, she told her something exciting. In the middle of the rescue, something caught Chuff's eye, a drawing of a red panda on the side of the cliff. She must have got past the air part of the treasure rhyme. And now she knows the next step in their journey. They'll have to scale that cliff to get back on the right track towards the treasure. If she didn't choose to help, she would have never seen that drawing, and they wouldn't know which way to go. If you want to read the treasure rhyme that Cal and Chuff have been using to find the treasure, take a look at our website, peaceoutpodcast.com, or the episode description on your podcast app. Sometimes people may need our help, but it might not be as obvious as being stuck on a cliff. Maybe it's something smaller, like someone needing to borrow your eraser at school, or your older neighbor needing help bringing the garbage bin in after garbage day. There are many ways and chances for us to help our family, friends, and neighbors. We just have to look for them and think of the best way to be helpful. Sometimes you can just ask too, how can I help you with that? It can be a big difference to someone. Let's stop right now and think of something we can do to help someone we know today. Okay. I hope whatever you thought of is something that you can try today and that will really help someone. Good luck. Here's the last thing we'll do before we go. I want you to give yourself a big hug. Wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a squeeze. We hug people when we're happy or want to show them that we love them. So why not hug ourselves? It's important to love ourselves and recognize all the amazing things about us. So while you give yourself a hug, think about this. What is one thing about your mind that you love? Now, what is one thing that your body can do that you love? Finally, what is one thing that you can do or that you're good at or have a talent for that you love. We've been traveling with Calla and Chuff through the Himalayan mountains this whole season. They're coming closer and closer to the treasure, according to the ancient treasure rhyme. But next time, our friends are going to start to feel like they'll never find the treasure and start to feel hopeless. That's the feeling we'll talk about in 2 weeks when we're back. Until then, peace out and peace within.